Okay, State Nation, y'all know what time it is. A live edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We did not, post an episode yesterday, but back again here, August, as soon as I get this off here, off my watch, August 18th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning into this latest edition of this podcast, Wildcat Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer, checking back in with y'all here in Kansas City. Oh, excuse me, man, I am jacked up. I just stand up right now. Football, Minnesota's basketball, soccer, going to be opening up their home portion. We'll talk about them momentarily on this episode and so much more. Obviously, cross-country coming as well as fall. Volleyball will be getting ready to start pretty soon. I think volleyball has a preseason game again. I think it's a scrimmage somewhere in there. We'll get to all that again in a minute. Again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, mostly a daily podcast. I did not post an episode yesterday. I apologize. I do have content in the bank. I didn't post it. So there's that. But anyways, this is live edition because this is going to go up here immediately. So we're not playing, messing around with all of that. Yeah, I mentioned soccer. They're going to be open up. we're going to start there because they have two games under their belt now from Hawaii. Going 2-0 to see so far early in the season. Yet another voicemail. I did like 20 voicemails already. Come on, man. Seriously. Anyways, Missouri State, our favorite maybe outside of Omaha, because between our teams, we have played Missouri State and Omaha the most for giggles' sake. But anyways, yeah, so Missouri State goes to Manhattan to take on your ladies soccer team this week. It's going to be Thursday, 5 o'clock, Buser Family Park, Manhattan, Kansas. They will start there, right? So if you've missed the postcast of both these games, well, they're on the feed right now. So again, those of you fresh to this podcast or listen, current listeners, what's reminding the new listeners, postcast, A needs to get back on his game. Well, he's on his A game as far as postcast is concerned, but daily content, that's something else. But anyways, yes, postcast, reaction after every K-State athletic event. Doesn't matter what it is. Again, I've been saying all along, we back with a reaction for football this year. So whether that's the night of the game, after the game, or the next day, next morning, no, I'm gonna have to fit it in. I'm gonna have to fit it in somehow. While Eddie's working too much, well, we're gonna fit it in somewhere in there. So yeah, after every K-State athletic event, you're gonna get some type of postcast after that. So I'm excited. I'm excited really to get the K-State football season going. I'm sure as you guys know as well. So there's that. But soccer, coming out of that trip from Hawaii to open up the season. And yeah, fumbled the ball on that too, because I thought Hawaii was the first game of the season. Well, it turned out to be the second game of the season. So there's that. But early, and look, I was clamoring about offense in that one preseason game that the ladies soccer team had, right? They did get it, and they did get it. So and you're going to have to. And early, I know it's early, but you're seeing – It might be a little bit too early. I'm going to have to wait a couple of games to see who's going to be the stars. Well, we already know some of the stars or veterans on this team. And if you go back to, I'm not trying to spoil the whole postcast of Hawaii real quick. Trailing 1-0 already early, right? That's a deflator. And so, but again, it goes back how your team responds. And Coach Corbett's team responded very quickly. And in-game adjustments, which I didn't hear much last year. Again, I didn't go to no soccer games last year. So again, you see adjustments all the time, even in the NBA playoffs. not so much regular season, but the playoffs. That's a whole other conversation. But again, that's impressive to make the adjustment and to shut down Hawaii. Hawaii didn't do nothing the entire match after going up 1-0 there as well. But so you have Missouri State coming in here, and interesting. So Missouri State on K-State. This is just soccer. K-State ain't beat Missouri State. That's interesting. Wow. Yeah, I had to double check that for a minute. Say, huh? After millions of, I feel like I recorded millions of podcasts by now. More coming up, Lord willing, to come. But Colin Coleman will change the head coach of the ladies soccer team at K-State. We'll look to change that. The team on Thursday afternoon. We'll see. So hopefully they can break that. That is interesting right there as well. But I do know about South Dakota State, the next team, and we've covered a lot of soccer. We have played our share of South Dakota State when it comes to ladies sports, whether that's women's basketball or ladies soccer. They have been a thorn to our side, right? So that is, so South Dakota State, that is a Sunday game, 1 o'clock. And with my work, now I'm gonna have to go double check the schedule and all that. I know it's early. Mm-hmm. So I do want to make, I know I've been clamoring here. I didn't make it to soccer. I do want to go out to at least one. So game match here in this fall. When that is, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that where it's going to go with where the soul's going, right? But anyways, yeah, South Dakota State, that's the Sunday game. So we're kind of going through this week for women's soccer after coming off their undefeated stretch early in the season. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things KD Sports. K-State today, August 18th, 2026, after not posting an episode yesterday. Eddie Greer here for a live edition of this podcast. Yeah, so South Dakota State, 1 o'clock. So let's see the history here. So K-State has beaten the Jackrabbits before there as well. So Colin Coleman, again, common denominator. Coach Coleman has never faced off against these teams personally. So there's that. So there's that as well. So, and again here, the Thursday home opener. I'm reading off the straight off the notes. First 500 fans will receive free Thunder Sticks. The Sunday game is a Wildcat four-pack game, which I'm going to read. As fans can purchase a package of four general admission tickets and four $10 concession vouchers. You want more information on that, you can go to kstatesports.com for more information on that as well. Brian Smoller, all things ladies, K-State Sports, on the call there with Oscar Montenegro on the soccer side there as well. So, and look, it's important for this team. I said through glimpses of the summer when talking about the soccer team, if this team's going to take it to the next level and kind of slowly inch up, you're going to take care of this team's Missouri. You would think that Missouri State, they ain't nothing. But they got our number to sign soccer. Seriously? I laugh at that. It's like, man, that's unbelievable. It's this year, thinking about. So maybe I kind of misinterpreted all that there as well. But you couldn't ask for a good, great start. You win two away from home. Now you're coming home for your home fans, your home students. Let's see if they can carry that momentum at Bill Steiner Family Stadium home opener. Nichols on the football field. Avery Johnson, Zahn Rich, and company will take on Nichols September 5th. That is just right around the corner. Boy, that is coming up very fast there as well. I'm excited for football. Soccer right now, taking full center stage right now as we take a look at the rest of the week here. And tomorrow, hold up, back up. The volleyball. Eddie Greer, Pro Marshall Podcast, all this KC Sports. Tomorrow. So tomorrow night, K-State volleyball, head coach Jason Mansfield and his squad will host the second year in a row, maybe it's the third, I lost count. But anyways, purple and white scrimmage, free admission, tomorrow night, less than 24 hours from now. So 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Morgan Family Arena. See what I can nail that, but not use your family's part. I don't know. But anyways, Morgan Family Arena, home of the volleyball team, women's volleyball team, will host a scrimmage there as well. And remember, next week, next Friday, we'll be there opener, K-State Invitational against the Texas A&M Corpus Christi team there. And then that's Friday, next Friday night. And then Invitational continues with that's not us there. Nope, they ain't us there. So let me fast forward just a tad. Sunday is part two, Campbell for the volleyball team, and then Nebraska. I know I'm looking ahead slightly. Nebraska, we'll talk about it when we get there. Nebraska comes to Manhattan on the women's soccer side to take on Maddie Sibling, Allison Marshall and company in the ladies' cats there. And, of course, so we're talking about, hold up a minute here. So we got one, two, hold up, it's not scrolling. Maybe 3 weeks away, probably approximately 3 weeks away from football there. When, yeah, Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And on that note, hold up, because it says two on here. Let me get back real quick. Volleyball plays. Yeah, so volleyball will play. No, volleyball does not play because that's a Wildcat Classic. My bad. So you have the Casey Invitational and then for K-State Women's Volleyball Team, and then you have the Wildcat Classic. I think it's the same format season as last year, so they're sticking with it there as well. Eddie Guerrero, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this overcast early evening here in Kansas City, August 18, 2026 here on this Wildcat edition of the podcast, and more track and field news. We're going to get into that kind of in its podcast here a little bit. Here at track and field continues to project skyward, making moves in recruiting. Obviously, coming off of a couple of national championships, individual championships in a triple jump and high jump, and also you can take it back a little bit further than that in the indoor with the ladies on that as well. But recent hire, another hire in the coaching game for K-State, Travis Gofert, director. And head coach for both cross country and track and field teams. I'm gonna screw this up. Aisha Champagne was recently hired. Actually, it was today. Assistant coach today. Champagne will assist with the sprinters, hurdlers, jumpers, and combined event athletes as well. So Aisha Champagne. I don't know why I can't say that name either. You can say it with E-A-I, whatever. But Aisha, I apologize. If you're listening to this podcast, Aisha, I'm sorry. But Aisha Champagne will be the next hire. Is the next hire. Because you got to go back to Ewing. So to Mr. Ewing, was it later in the summer? Now, yeah, I can't remember first names for whatever reason on this podcast. But Ewing was hired, and now you have Aisha Champagne now, who's coming over from her alma mater, University of Minnesota, where she was the assistant coach over the same four event groups I just mentioned. So she's going to assist with, again, one more time, K-State Nation. Jumpers, hurdlers, sprinters, and we'll be bouncing around and combined event athletes. Yeah. Hey, let me say this real quick. And maybe it's a humble brag because I like to do things differently and particularly with this podcast and me and already leaning towards, obviously with me, with my adventures running, might be going the other direction. But yeah, shout out to this podcast, obviously for you. Hey, some of y'all on the podcast, y'all need to hit a game. I know, it's great content, awesome content across all the K-State podcasts. You heard Power Cat Podcast, 3 Mom, Bosco's Boys, Exit 313 had a recent episode there, which y'all all need to go subscribe to, including subscribe to this podcast as well, daily coverage, all this K-State sports, not just about men's basketball, not just all football. I keep telling y'all other things than just those two sports because, again, you take all that away, rest away, we had a bad year last year. Let's tell what it is, right? But shout out to this podcast, particularly because some of y'all just now realize that track and field is on the rise. Woo! Oh, your boy. Ooh, so, hey, come on, baby. Come on. Y'all, hey, so we deserve, I know. It's humble brag because we have had a lot of cover, and rightfully so, because again, I'm sticking to what we do, to what I've created on this podcast, All This Kid Sports. Right, trying to keep it current and not just look, there's going to be plenty of chatter, talk about football and all that. You can get the, you want football, obviously you can go listen to the other podcasts, right? But when football's going to be saved, obviously football's going to be saved for when it goes down, obviously you're going to get my reaction from that and all that. We it's been very well covered. But hey, for the exception of anything, we're to break anything important, we'll hop on this podcast, right? About it, talk about it, right? There's plenty of cover. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's talking about it, rightfully so. And that's fine. That's fine. But we're going the opposite. We're going turning left. Everybody's going right. We're going left. Just like the podcast. Just like the running, the whole, the running deal. Everything's like that. You just cannot follow the crowd. You can't do it, right? I mean, it's okay. It's okay to do something different, way different, out of left field, right? So yeah, man, we know track and field's on the rise because more importantly, you're truly was a track athlete. So that's why. Well, not I'm not the reason why they're a tradition before. It's the coaches and players, and the hard work. It's them, not me. So again, yeah, man. They're in news for a reason. They were nationally ranked. The men's team were nationally ranked. The women's team was had nationally ranked in indoor last year. Come on now. And again, wow, I did not expect to go on a rant on this podcast, but I love going just talking, speaking my mind. But again, it's the same. I know. Track. Next time we'll hear. We'll see track and field will be later on, late fall, when it gets down to December and all that. But again, it's just like I rank track and field over football in one of the episodes this past summer, just back off of last year. And again, you gotta show me. And look, this the coaching staff, Colin Klein. The new head coach of the Kansas football team and his staff have done an awesome job in recruiting. That has been well documented, I'm sure, on all other podcasts too. I get it. I understand that. But again, we're almost getting down to the point now. All right, we're almost about to see this team play. And a lot of these questions that we're all talking about, the K-State podcast family been talking about, they're going to be answered. They're going to be answered here. You got to win games. And you don't have. And I've been starting doing deeper dives on everybody else. The rosters or everybody else. I did it recently on BYU. Not in episodes, but just looking at BYU, Texas Tech, and Utah. Right? Utah's got a little something now. Utah's got that quarterback. All three of them got their quarterbacks back. And so do we, Avery Johnson. So there's that. So, hey man, I know Utah just lost their head. Now I had a reminder, remind myself that Utah just lost their longtime head coach. Now I don't know who the head coach is. That new head coach is currently. I'll figure that out soon enough. There, but who knows? We'll see. I mean, hey, you know, hey, for all purposes, now we should again going back. We should have beat this team last year. We didn't. That changed everything. Look, if K-State took care of business last year and held on, at least held on to beat Utah, we're sitting here talking about different too. We're still talking about Chris Klieman entering a new what could it be his last year instead of Chris Klieman retiring in the summertime. I mean, you can't. We don't know these things ahead of time, obviously, because these things just happen. Right, so I mean, even me, I don't know these things gonna happen either. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I'm still learning. K-State grad here, Eddie Greer III, 2013 alum. Right, yeah, right. So yeah, I'm still building that K-State encyclopedia base when it comes to the football now, which is ever growing. So I've seen plenty of K-State football by now. And we're again, Lord willing, hopefully see some more. So it's just, Yeah, man, it's wild. It's wild that, and who knows, Clown could be somewhere else getting ready for his head coaching debut. It's crazy how dominoes just fell in our favor. Now you gotta take advantage of it. It's just wow. You don't get. It's rare. I probably talked about this before, but maybe I just related of it. Let's finish up real quick. Was we're going down a rabbit hole. Today, early hire, another coaching hire on a track and field side. That's Ayesha. I know I'm probably saying it wrong. I apologize, Ayesha. I'm sorry. Ayesha Champagne coming over from Minnesota, getting hired as one of the next assistant coaches for the ever rising K-State men's women's track and field program. Eddie Greer. Few more minutes on the podcast here. K-State today, August 18th, 2026. Yeah, man. So you don't get those dominoes there very often where it just falls in your lap. Gene Taylor even mentioned it. It was a layup. Now we're close. We're about approximately 3 weeks away from seeing Colin Klein run onto that field, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I'm sure. Hey, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, one of the most difficult places to play in the Big 12, hands down. Now, no, again, no disrespect to Nichols. It'll be like a preseason game. These answers are gonna. They're gonna be more answered towards Washington State, which I don't know how they're gonna look. I'm gonna start doing a little bit of studying on them, momentarily, probably at some point. Tulane, I've been saying it too. Tulane, that's gonna be something because Tulane's been, yes, absolutely, a thorn on their side on K-State side. And we know they beat us in that Big 12 championship year, upset us at home and all that. And then, of course, they could have beat us when John Summerall was head coach at Tulane. Now, John Summerall, head coach of my other team now, as he's getting ready for his debut with the Florida Gators over there, which I wasn't really too a fond of that hire, but that's another discussion. But it's kind of worn on me a little bit now. You can do all this talking, but again, talking can only get you so far. You got to go out there and win games. And this coaching staff, it's now. We're about to find out for sure. Can you take advantage? And can you take advantage of a schedule where you don't have a Utah, you don't have a BYU? I know I've said this over and over, or bring it back up again. It's probably not the last time I say it. Or can you beat a Tech without a Texas Tech, right? The defending Big 12 champions. So we will find out. We will get these questions answered and then some here on this podcast. So, wow, I did not expect to talk about football that long here on today's episode, but here we are talking about it, and we're getting ever so closely to the season there as well. So I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it some more. I did record a special teams episode of the podcast there. Let me see. I did, yeah. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, yeah. So sorry about that. But yeah, so I did do that. So these positional previews will be coming out very slowly. I did record linebackers already now. Special teams is in the books. We'll be recording secondary next. And that's going to be it for the defense side of the ball there. And we'll get to the offense there as well. So there's still plenty of time, but that time is coming up fast on the case of football side as we are fastly approaching the 2026 college football season. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it. Wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, which is scored. Case the content. iTunes, Spotify. You don't know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We are off and rolling. I know we didn't post an episode last night. This will go up here in just a little bit. So be on the lookout for that. And make sure you are subscribed to this podcast because, yes, besides football, we're going to be continuing to talk soccer. Soccer off to a good start. Can they keep it rolling on Thursday? We'll find that out. There'll be a postcast, of course, of that against Missouri State. So there's that there as well. K-State Nation, I know you have a minute or two in your hands. please. I know I don't say this often, but I'm now we're starting to really incorporate this in these episodes. Please, I know we got listeners because we got a lot of listeners on this podcast. Please feel free. It'll feel better if you just rate us 4 or 5 stars. It definitely helps get the word out about this podcast to other K-Staters who are looking for more K-State content. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all as always, Kansas State Nation. This has been another edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.